Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Pastor Sabina Collins. The scripture is Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 59. Today we hear Jesus tell his disciples and a very large crowd of people three distinct narratives. The first one deals with the idea of watchfulness, the second one about division, and the third one regarding interpreting the times. While we usually think about Jesus being loving and kind, when we read our scripture for today, at first glance, he doesn't seem to be loving and kind at all. In fact, he seems to be very frustrated and angry with everyone as he shares with them some very harsh teachings. However, if we look at his discourse within the larger context, we can better understand that he is trying to convey to everyone who hears him some very important information. Think about a parent who provides a stern warning to a child. While the parent loves the child, sometimes, in order to get a very important message across to them, it is imperative that their message is conveyed with an attitude of seriousness rather than one of playfulness. Our choice of words and tone of voice we use can convey many messages, ranging from exuberant joy to stern warnings, the latter of which is how I believe Jesus delivered the words that we read today. The first narrative regarding the topic of watchfulness is actually comprised of two parables. The first parable cautions everyone to be ready for Jesus' return to earth, which could happen at any time. Here we learn about the importance of always being ready for Jesus' return to earth, no matter how long this will take. Upon completion of the first parable, we hear Peter ask Jesus if the parable pertained to the disciples or the large crowd of people who have gathered around. However, instead of responding to Peter with a straightforward reply regarding who the parable was for, we hear Jesus respond to Peter with yet another parable. In this parable, we learn that those who claim to follow Jesus have more responsibility and accountability for their actions than those who do not know what is expected of them on the day of judgment, especially those, like the disciples, who were considered leaders in the church. In the second narrative, we are shocked to hear Jesus say that he didn't come to earth to bring peace. Rather, he came to cause division among people. While certainly his actions caused people to take sides regarding who he really was, just another prophet or the Son of God himself, Jesus was aware this would cause division among all people, even within families. According to the New Interpreter's Bible commentary on this passage, although the kingdom of God is characterized by reconciliation and peace, the announcement of that kingdom is always divisive because it requires decision and commitment. As followers of Christ, we must be strong in our faith and stand up to those who turn against us when we try to live according to Jesus' example. The final narrative seems a bit perplexing and has two parts. In the first section, Jesus chastises the crowds for being able to observe and interpret the signs for weather, but not being as observant with the current sign of the times, namely, that he was there with them, proclaiming that the kingdom of God was at hand and sharing with them that a day of judgment would transpire in the near future. The second section of this passage speaks to the idea of urgency. In this section, Jesus conveys to his listeners the importance of making things right with God before the final judgment transpires. Considering that none of us know when this will happen, the sense of urgency for us to make amends for our sins is paramount. So what do these passages teach us? As followers of Christ, we need to live each day with a sense of urgency that Jesus may return at any moment and have our houses in good order, so to speak. How do we spend the resources that we have been provided to include our time? Do we honor God with our choices? Is there anyone with whom we need to be reconciled or to forgive? Is our relationship with Jesus strong, or do we need to make changes in our lives to improve it? If Jesus came back to earth today, would we be ready? Jesus told his disciples that he would return soon. Yes, I know it has been over 2,000 years since he said this. However, we need to be reminded from time to time that for God, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. Even so, we shouldn't be focused on when the day of judgment is going to happen because we have been given a charge to do until he comes again, to love God and our neighbors as ourselves. When we do this, one day we will hear Jesus say to us, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." If I had to guess, I believe that there wouldn't be much disagreement among us that in the near future, those are the words that we really want to hear. Let us pray. Dear good and gracious God, as we reflect on how we spend our resources, to include our time, show us if there are any changes that we need to make in our lives. Help us to love you with our entire being and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our hearts and minds to better understand how you want us to be faithful to you today. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.